Michelin Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 80 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump continues in Pennsylvania. Police say they still don't have a motive. Donald Trump and Republicans moving forward with a message of unity at the RNC. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
Tonight's theme, making America safe once again, with a focus on illegal immigration, violent crime, and drug overdose deaths. Former Trump rival Nikki Haley is reported to be a primetime speaker. That's meant to be a demonstration of party unity, but some of Haley's stances on foreign policy and national security differ dramatically from the views of the GOP ticket. VP nominee J.D. Vance is one of the fiercest opponents of U.S. aid for Ukraine in the Senate.
President Biden also working to tamp down political rhetoric. He'll be campaigning in Nevada today. As many as 30 people were killed in Gaza in the latest Israeli strike on a U.N. school-turned shelter. Israel's military claiming Hamas is setting up operations out of U.N. facilities. This is ABC News. A former NFL star says he was humiliated, embarrassed, and angry after he was taken into custody when his flight landed in California.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Terrell Davis says he lightly tapped a flight attendant to get his attention on a United flight from Denver to Orange County, California. Davis says when the plane landed, he was removed in handcuffs by six FBI and law enforcement agents. The attorney for the Super Bowl 32 MVP tells ABC it's hard to assume that race was not a component. United says it's reached out to apologize and has removed the flight attendant from duty pending a review. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The CDC is reporting a surge in COVID cases, a summertime COVID wave growing in more than 40 states now, many with virus levels described as high or very high. Viral activity found in wastewater is also rising, especially in the Southwest. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Colloy Contracting, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now, stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy seasonal conditions and turning less humid with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, isolated showers or thunderstorms this evening, then partly cloudy to clear with a low of 58. Then tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and comfortable with a high of 75. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low this morning of 69, it's 80 degrees.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Special sale on 8-piece cut-up chicken for 85 cents a pound. Freschetta pizza, $3 each. Jimmy Dean turkey sausage patties, 99 cents each, 8-count box. Farley's brat patties, Swiss and mushroom and original, $5 each. Netted pork butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Whole lemon pepper chickens, 99 cents a pound. And many more in-store specials. Shop ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Chakwish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sunday 8 to 4, closed holidays.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture and Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
Hey, property owners. Are you tired of battling overgrown brush and trees on your land? Meet your solution. It's Kilroy Contracting, your experts in land clearing, brush hogging, and underbrush removal. Jake Kilroy and his crew are ready to tackle it all, from clearing existing trails to taming those overgrown fence lines or creating brand new access points to your property. Don't wait. Call Jake Kilroy at 608-604-6396 today and let Kilroy Contracting get the job done right.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulots. Reminder that Richland County Road Double Z is closed today until 4 o'clock for culvert replacements. The closure is from U.S. Highway 14 to Hidden Valley Road in Dayton Township. An Illinois man died in a fatal motorcycle crash. The Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of a single motorcycle crash with injuries Thursday afternoon near the intersection of Highway 35 and Budworth School Road. At approximately 3:15, Joseph Foppy, 58, of Texaco, Illinois, was northbound on Highway 35 on his motorcycle with a large group of other motorcyclists. Witnesses in the group reported Foppy appeared to slump over in the seat of his motorcycle and began veering towards the southbound lane. Foppy continued into the southbound lane and struck the guardrail. Foppy was ejected from his motorcycle as a result of the collision. Witnesses immediately assisted Foppy at the scene and attempted life-saving measures. Foppy was later transported to the Grant Regional Health Center by EMS, where he was pronounced deceased. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson has released the identity of the man killed in a motorcycle crash Sunday morning. At approximately 2, Gary Fred Moore, 71, of rural DeSoto, was seriously injured in the crash on Holt Road between Lawrence Ridge Road and Mellum Road, rural DeSoto. Moore was traveling south and struck a tree that had fallen across the roadway as an apparent result of the recent thunderstorm that affected the area. Gary Fred Moore, 71, of rural DeSoto, was the lone occupant of the motorcycle. Donald Trump has become the official Republican presidential nominee after receiving the votes of enough delegates at the Republican National Convention. Trump has been the presumptive nominee for months, but it was the vote of RNC delegates in Milwaukee that made it official Monday afternoon. Trump hit the necessary threshold with votes from his home state of Florida. Donald Trump has selected Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio as his Republican running mate. Vance swept to national prominence with his best-selling memoir, Hillbilly Elegy. Vance was a vocal opponent of Trump during the 2016 presidential election, but changed his position, arguing he was proved wrong by Trump's performance in office. Vance was rewarded for his turnaround during his bid for an open Senate seat in 2022, during which he landed Trump's coveted endorsement. Vance is now a Trump loyalist who challenges the legitimacy of criminal prosecutions and civil verdicts against him and questions results of the 2020 election. A presidential prop. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says a chart on border security he put together may have saved Donald Trump's life on Saturday. The former president told the New York Post he turned to look at the chart the moment a would-be assassin's bullet grazed his ear. One man was killed in the shooting at a Pennsylvania rally, and two other people were injured. Johnson told Fox's Brett Baer that he's been developing the chart since 2014. He showed it to the former president on the plane flight up to Trump's Green Bay rally, and Trump has been using it ever since. Instead of a call for national unity, Senator Ron Johnson came down hard on Democrats in his Republican National Convention speech last night.
Now they are the party of open borders, reckless spending, weaponized government, and weakness on the world stage. Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
Johnson says he stands by what he said, but he also said he's unhappy that an old version of his speech was loaded in the teleprompter. It was not the speech he planned to give. The coalition to march on the RNC filling the streets of Milwaukee on Monday. Protesters traveled from as far as California, Florida, and Nevada, as well as neighboring states, Minnesota and Illinois. There was no unified message, rather protesters focusing on issues like immigrant and reproductive rights and their support for Palestine as the war continues between Hamas and Israel. The bottom line, a desire to be heard on a national stage. The theme for day two of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is immigration and crime. Speakers tonight will talk about law enforcement and the southern border. Nikki Haley, who ran against Donald Trump in the primaries, will talk about party unity in primetime. The GOP platform calls for the biggest deportation effort in U.S. history. Christine Newman Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division. We stand united and firm for justice and human rights.
She spoke to a crowd of hundreds of protesters that marched through downtown near the RNC perimeter. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds beachgoers to watch for blue-green algae this summer. Blue-green algae can have harmful effects on humans and pets, including illness if swallowed or inhaled in water droplets, or irritation if rubbed on the skin. Blue-green algae is a photosynthetic bacteria and can appear in two distinct ways. Planktonic blue-green algae look like tiny particles, dust or grass clippings, floating in the water and are most often green, tan, reddish, purple, or blue. Bottom-dwelling mats of bethnic blue-green algae can float to the surface and are often brown, black, or turquoise in color. When environmental conditions are just right, blue-green algae can increase in number to visible accumulations called blooms. Planktonic blue-green algae blooms float to the surface and form scums, paint-like conditions, or pea soup water containing billions of tiny particles. In Wisconsin, blue-green algae blooms generally occur from mid-June to late September, with peak bloom season in July and August when the waters are at their warmest. Blue-green algae grow in all water bodies in Wisconsin. Waters with high nutrient levels like nitrogen and phosphorus are most susceptible to blooms, but even lakes with excellent water quality may occasionally experience small blooms, especially after periods of calm weather. Bottom-dwelling benthic mats are often seen in lakes with clear water since sunlight needs to reach the bottom. Most lakes and rivers in Wisconsin are not tested for blue-green algae, so it is important to know what it looks like and always assess conditions before swimming. Do not swim in water that looks like pea soup, spilled paint, or water that has a scum layer, mats of or puffy blobs floating on the surface. All these may be blue-green algae, and the abundant particles can also high bacteria levels, and do not boat or water ski over such water to reduce inhalation exposure. Always shower after contact with any surface water, whether or not a blue-green algae bloom appears to be present, since surface waters may contain other species of potentially harmful bacteria, viruses, or parasites. Always avoid swallowing untreated surface water because it may contain bacteria, viruses, and parasites that could make you sick. When in doubt, stay out. Symptoms of blue-green algae toxin poisoning in people include vomiting and diarrhea from ingestion and sore throat and wheezing from inhalation. Some people also experience skin irritation and rashes in areas where the algae are held against their skin under clothing. Blue-green algae can also have harmful effects if ingested by pets. Symptoms of blue-green algae toxin poisoning in pets may range from lethargy and weakness to vomiting, difficulty breathing, and seizures requiring immediate veterinary care. The public is encouraged to report significant blue-green algae blooms to the DNR at dnrhabs@wisconsin.gov. Please include the location of the bloom, name of the water body, nearest town, county, size and duration of the bloom, and overall and close-up photographs for verification. The DNR is unable to test all reported blooms. Visit the DNR blue-green algae webpage for more information on blue-green algae, including symptoms of exposure and environmental concerns. The Department of Health Services also provides more information and a survey for reporting human and animal illnesses potentially related to blue-green algae. A motorist fell asleep and crashed near Livingston. Early Friday morning at about 12:50, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a call regarding a crash on Highway 80 near Old 80 Road, just south of Livingston. The investigating deputy learned that Jacob Books, 22 of Montfort, was driving a vehicle owned by Triana Trace, 21 of Linden, who was a passenger in the car. Books eventually admitted to having fallen asleep. Due to this, he failed to negotiate the right-hand curve, leaving the road to the west side of the highway, hitting the embankment at Old 80 Road and the stop and road signs there. The car crossed Old 80 Road and went airborne for a short distance, hitting the ground and coming to rest down the embankment along the east side of Old 80 Road. Jacob Books was uninjured, while Rihanna Trace reported possible injury and was transported to a local hospital by EMS for evaluation. Books was cited for inattentive driving. It's 80 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. The National High School Rodeo is underway in Rock Springs, Wyoming. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 80 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. The National High School Rodeo Finals are being held this week in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Performance 1 was held Sunday night, with Performance 2 and 3 Monday morning and Monday night, and Performance 4 was held this morning. Results recorded by those who moved on from the Wisconsin State High School Rodeo include: in barrel racing, Performance 1, Josie Lau of Richland Center placed 6th with a score of 18.07, and Raylan Johnson of Broadhead placed 17th with a score of 18.527. In Performance 2, Allie Butler of Mondovi placed 13th with a score of 18.144. In the girl round, Josie Lau placed 21st, Allie Butler placed 28th, and Raylan Johnson placed 53rd. In Performance 3 of bareback riding, Cade Parrish of Laval placed 11th with a score of 51. In the go-round, Cade placed 39th. In Performance 1 of boys cutting, Keegan Cooley of Richland Center placed 11th with a score of 133. In the go-round, Keegan placed 26th. In breakaway roping, Performance 2, Mary Thiel of Plymouth placed 15th with a score of 12.1. In the go-round, Mary placed 41st. Kaylee Check of Toma placed 17th in Performance 1 of Girls Cutting with a score of 134. In Performance 3, Josie Lau placed 11th with a score of 138. In the go-round, Josie Lau placed 32nd and Kaylee Check placed 47th. In Performance 1 of Goat Tying, Laura Bartles of Potosi placed 6th with a score of 8.12. Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield placed 9th in Performance 2 with a score of 9.02. And in Performance 3, Josie Waldenberger of Holman placed 15th with a score of 9.62. In Pole Bending Performance 2, Emma Nelson of Broadhead placed 16th with a score of 22.412. Carly Guckenberger placed 13th in Rain Cowhorse Performance 1 with a score of 276.5. Tyler Parr of Mondovi placed 7th in Performance 2 with a score of 285.5. And in Performance 3, Taylor Donsky of Sparta placed 16th with a score of 257. In Performance 2 of Team Roping, J.B. Bound of Fort Atkinson and Justin Oaks of Milton placed 11th with a score of 10.44. And Trey Carlson of Decorah, Iowa placed 21st in Performance 1 of Tie Down Roping with a score of 26.63. Mosquitoes are out in force this summer thanks to continued heavy rains, but you can beat the bugs with some simple tips. UW Extension entomologist P.J. Leach says reducing the amount of skin you have exposed is one of the safest bets. If you're at home, try to stay in a screened area, or if you're on the deck, bring some fans outside. Mosquitoes have a hard time maneuvering in the breeze. If you are going to wear bug repellent, make sure it's tested by the EPA for safety and follow the instructions. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released the results of its annual roadside ruffed grouse drumming survey. The survey measured ruffed grouse drumming activity heard along roadsides throughout Wisconsin this spring and showed a 57% increase in statewide drumming activity compared to 2023. Several agencies and groups, including the DNR, U.S. Forest Service, tribal partners, and volunteers, collected the data via roadside surveys of breeding grouse. Ruffed grouse typically follow a 10-year population cycle, with peaks occurring in years that end in 0, 1, or 9. The surveys indicate ruffed grouse in Wisconsin are starting to enter the more populous phase of the abundance cycle. The next peak is anticipated to occur in 2029, 2030, or 2031. Data is not available for 2020, so it is unknown whether 2019 or 2020 was the high point in the cycle, but drumming numbers appeared to wane in the years immediately following 2020. Since 2021, survey data has been organized and analyzed by ruffed grouse priority areas to help monitor key populations across the state, as defined in the Wisconsin Ruffed Grouse Management Plan 2020 to 2030. The 2024 survey results for priority areas compared to 2023 showed a 41% increase in drumming in the central priority area and a 60% increase in drumming in the northern priority area, a 56% decrease in drumming in the driftless priority area. For more information regarding grouse hunting and managing habitat for ruffed grouse in Wisconsin, visit the DNR's Ruffed Grouse Hunting webpage. The American Red Cross continues to stress that blood and platelet donors are critically needed right now to support life-saving transfusions this summer. Donors of all blood types are in demand. Every donation counts in the mission to keep blood products stocked for patients. More than a quarter of all blood products each year are used in critical care and emergency room cases, highlighting the importance of generous blood and platelet donors. Three blood drives are being held this week. The first is in Wisconsin Dells at St. Cecilia Parish Center today until 2:30. Two blood drives will be held tomorrow. One will be from 9 to 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. The second will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Volunteers are needed at the Richland Center Blood Drive. Book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board has shuffled the schedule for the annual guided canoe trips on the Wisconsin River as a result of cancellation of several trips due to high water creating unsafe paddling conditions. While some trips may be full, the new schedule is as follows. Today, from 3 to 7, from Prairie du Sac to Mazomanie. Thursday, from 9 to 2, from Spring Green to Lone Rock. Tuesday, July 30th, from 9 to 1, from Muscadet to Port Andrew. Monday, August 5th, and Thursday, August 8th, from 9 to 1, from Gotham to Muscadet. To make a reservation, contact the Riverway Board office Monday through Friday at 608-739-3188. Water levels and weather permitting, a sandbar stop will be included in each trip. Participants should bring their own beverages, food, sunscreen, and bug spray. No glass containers are allowed. Life jackets and paddles will be provided, but participants are welcome to bring their own personal flotation device. Richland County 4-H will sponsor a day camp Monday, July 22nd from 9 to noon at the fairgrounds. Youth in 5K through 2nd grade will enjoy a day at the beach with water games, seashell crafts, and more. Cost to participate is $10 per child. The registration deadline is today. Register at go.wisc.edu/54WF38. Okooch Mountain Humane Society is sponsoring an adoption special in July. Adoption fees are being waived on all long-term residents. All adults 1 year and up with less than a year stay at the shelter are $30 with no charge for a second. All kittens 8 weeks to 6 months are $100 or $125 for a pair. All adolescents 6 months to 1 year are $50 with no charge for a second. Anyone interested in adopting is encouraged to fill out an application form found online at omhumanesociety.org. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30 on this Tuesday afternoon, the 16th of July. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Casanova, died July 8th. A funeral mass will be held at 3 this afternoon at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, rural Casanova. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. Anthony's Catholic Church this afternoon from 1 until the time of service at 3. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Anthony's Catholic Church. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Don Hanko is survived by his nieces, Lisa Laverty, Tammy Fowle, Julie Potts, and Kristen and Bill McAlpine. Many great nieces and nephews and other relatives and friends. Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Casanova. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100, of Yorkville, Illinois, died Wednesday at Alden of Waterford Rehabilitation in Aurora, Illinois. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Marjorie Grandstaff include three daughters, Cheryl Gustafson of Ashland, Dixie and Charles Gump of Yorkville, Illinois, and Margene and Steve Lamb of Racine. Seven grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, her brother, Bill and Patricia Harris of Soldiers Grove, and numerous nieces and nephews. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100, of Yorkville, Illinois. Robert Bud Franklin, 92, of Avoca, died Sunday at Aurora Zilber Family Hospice. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert Franklin is survived by four children, Jim and Meta Franklin, Dennis and Beth Franklin, Kathleen Stockdale, and Brian and Lauren Franklin. 10 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, his siblings, Betty Peckin, John Franklin, Dan Franklin, Don Franklin, and Ron Franklin. Also numerous nieces and nephews. Robert Bud Franklin, 92, of Avoca. Penny Lane Pennell Starkey, 54, of Boscobel and formerly of Fenimore, died July 5th at her residence. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 5 at Kim Silver Dollar in Boscobel. The Larson Family Funeral Home of Fenimore is assisting the family. Penny is survived by her son, Corey Eden of Appleton, her mother, Jean, and stepfather, Don Mesera of Eastman, stepchildren, many step-grandchildren, three siblings, Dennis Bellis, Debbie Caudill, and Jeffrey Eden, her companion, Tony Lee, special friend, Rhonda Dowell, and many dear friends. Penny Lane, Pennell Starkey, 54, of Boscobel, formerly of Fenimore. Frederick W. Fritz Lucky Stitzer, 83, of Fenimore, died Friday at Dove Healthcare in Fenimore. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Fritz Stitzer is survived by his daughter, Kathy of Washington State, a brother, David W. Stitzer of Boscobel, a niece and nephews, many great nieces, and special friends, Jack and Kathy Dunlap of Palmer, Alaska. Frederick W., Fritz Lucky Stitzer, 83, of Fenimore. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84, of Laval, died Sunday at his home, the result of numerous illnesses. Services will be held at noon Monday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be at Oaklawn Cemetery, Laval. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be sent to Laval Advent Christian Church or to the Village of Laval toward building of the new park pavilion. Wayne Blinston is survived by his wife, Rebecca, a daughter, Michelle, 3 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Shelby and Max Starling, and Patricia Connor, sister-in-law, Rita Young Gulsrud, brothers-in-law, Dwayne Young and Jack and Connie Young, nephew, nieces, and many cousins and friends. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84, of Laval.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
WCCU strives to protect you and asks that you share this information with parents, grandparents, and others. Locally, we've seen a rise in illegal spoofing techniques. A fraudster uses caller ID to make a call look legitimate. If you answer a call and it is not who you expect, hang up. Do not rely on your caller ID. Also, never assume that an unexpected call is legitimate. If you receive a call asking personal questions or wanting to engage in conversation, hang up and call back using a reliable number on a bill, statement, or by using a local directory. As fraudsters continue to use these malicious, sneaky techniques, WCCU Credit Union encourages each of us to be vigilant and help spread the awareness to others.
Helping you feel a better life, WCCU Credit Union, feel so right.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40-plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Mark and Connie Schrader, Eric and Jill Shelby, and Billy and Carrie Slater. Best wishes to everyone from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a pretty nice summer day across the Badger State today behind that storm that moved through last evening. We're looking at that cooler north to northwest wind dragging in Canadian air. So the dew points, which have been in the upper 60s, will gradually fall to the 50s by tonight, making it feel much drier and comfortable out there over the next couple of days. Temperatures will actually be getting below normal tomorrow and Thursday, and then a slow rebound back up to normal for the weekend, kind of staying in that moderate category into early next week. Now, there's just a weak disturbance sliding in from the northwest, which may spark a few isolated brief showers, especially over northern and central Wisconsin this afternoon. A chance around here this evening or tonight, but again, very spotty and brief in nature. Not expecting too much at all with that. And then we'll have quiet weather for a couple of days with high pressure in control. Long about Saturday night or Sunday, we'll start to see moisture return and some weak disturbances. There might be some sporadic showers right into the middle part of next week. Otherwise, for the rest of today, partly cloudy and seasonal as high temperatures reach the lower 80s, north to northwest wind around 10. Still a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm tonight, otherwise partly cloudy to clear, low in the upper 50s. Sunny or partly cloudy and comfortable tomorrow, high at 75, north to northwest wind 8 to 15. Thursday looks like a fantastic day, mostly sunny, low 51, high 77. Friday, another great day with mostly sunny skies, low 54, high 79 degrees. Saturday, partly cloudy and seasonal, low about 57 with a high near 82. Sunday and Monday, partly sunny, seasonably warm, with some widely scattered showers or thunderstorms possible. Overnight lows around 60 with highs near 83 degrees. Hope you have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 89, our low this morning was 69. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 81. The record high for this date was set in 1931 at 97 degrees. The record low 43 was set in 1945. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 57. Sunset tonight will be at 8:39 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:36. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds 1 to 2 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.82 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Pursuit of net zero emissions for the U.S. dairy industry, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
It's year 4 of the 6-year Dairy Soil and Water Regeneration Project. A collaboration between industry, academia, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture that seeks to achieve net zero emissions for dairy producers. Mara Cloutier is with the Soil Health Institute.
We have all these site partners across the U.S., and what we did was we built in experimental treatments that were regionally appropriate. The treatments that we're using in California might not be exactly the same treatments that we're using in Wisconsin, because dairy farming just looks different there.
While the experimental treatments vary regionally, Cloutier says the results are looked at more uniformly.
We are using the same protocols across all of these partner research stations to collect the data. All the soil data, the greenhouse gas emissions data, and the plant data, so yield and quality. So we can make these comparisons across the regions and identify regionally appropriate management systems for farmers to utilize.
The project is designed to do more than just reduce greenhouse gases. It's also pursuing improvements in soil health, water quality, water conservation, and creating more efficient crop nutrient qualities in livestock manure. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Ripple Effects, in season N, and looking for positive basis. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Great performance in the field makes Pioneer brand corn number one in America. For a winning season, it's Pioneer brand corn. Your best year starts here. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says it's too soon to predict the impacts of an anticipated multi-year downturn in the ag economy. During a call with reporters Tuesday, Brownfield asked the Iowa Republican about a connection between lower commodity prices and recent layoffs in the ag manufacturing sector.
Answer your question very specifically. I don't know about all the companies, and of course I'm not inside on John Deere's, but I think they learned a big lesson in the 1980s because they kept manufacturing and manufacturing as prices fell.
He tells Brownfield that hurt Deere's bottom line, and now margins are thinning for many farmers.
When you're losing $50 or $60 an acre, farmers aren't going to have the money to spend on new machinery like they did. And I'm obviously concerned about Iowa workers who are losing their jobs.
John Deere, AGCO, and CNH have all announced layoffs in recent weeks. A North Iowa farmer facing tight crop margins suggests applying in-season fertilizer was not an easy decision. Caleb Brenner and his family grow corn and soybeans near Clemmie, where they are currently side-dressing corn.
It was a difficult decision to make, and the fact that we are applying it ourselves and the fact that we have a sprayer that we need to utilize is kind of what made up our decision on doing in-season.
Some Midwestern grain farmers are finding strong basis levels. Tim Weibel farms near Cortland in south-central Minnesota and says he's been delivering corn to an ethanol plant in Fairmont.
And they've really been paying up on the basis, and we're seeing a 70-cent spread in 55 miles. And that, to me, is I've never seen that before.
South-central College farm business management instructor Wayne Schopper tells Brownfield farmers should be actively searching for cash sale opportunities.
Especially some of these ethanol plants or feed mills or things going around, you will see, as you monitor it, you'll see some breaks on basis.
And a leader with Chevron Renewable Energy Group says some upcoming renewable fuels policies will be critical to the industry's outlook. Paul Nace, General Manager of Global Supply and Trading, tells Brownfield the EPA needs to set higher renewable volume obligation targets for 2026 and beyond.
While there's been quite a bit of growth already in production here in the U.S. and internationally, we expect that growth will continue as more projects come online and increase their production rates.
He says the biodiesel blender's tax credit expires at the end of the year. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Grammy Award-winning Brothers Osborne, live in concert. State Fair Main Stage, presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Sunday, August 4th, with special guest Sarah Evans. Get tickets now at wistatefair.com. Their self-titled album, Brothers Osborne, is available everywhere. Brothers Osborne, live in concert. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Another sluggish start for direct cash cattle business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Update. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains unsurprisingly quiet. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. With Friday's Cattle on Feed report, it is quite likely significant trade volume could hold out until the end of the week. Box beef is mixed at midday with late to moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice down a dollar at $320.49. Select is 60 cents higher at $305.42. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were $2 to $4 lower. Feeder heifers were steady to $3 lower. The USDA says supply was moderate with good demand. Receipts were down on the week but up slightly on the year. Feeder supply included 75% steers, and 77% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 651 to 695 pounds, brought $271 to $294. Feeder steers, 851 to 883 pounds, brought $244.50 to $257. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 601 to 646 pounds, brought $256 to $272. Feeder heifer, 653 to 696 pounds, brought $247 to $261. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to packer submission problems. The cash hog market continues with this consistently inconsistent trend. Demand for U.S. pork has been solid on the global market. That helps provide some price support. But there are ample supplies of market-ready hogs, and hog weights are also up, which does add more available pork to the market, which can add some pressure to prices. With that solid start to the week's business we saw on Monday, it remains to be seen if the momentum will continue and processors will be more aggressive in their procurement efforts today. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. In Illinois, slaughter's hog prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings at $48 to $60. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $52 to $62. Boars range from $18 to $28 and $8 to $15. And pork values were higher at midday, up $2.48 at $100.77. Hams were sharply higher. Ribs, loins, butts, and bellies were also higher. Picnics were lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends, playing music,
lunchtime,
math, and speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's have the know-how. If you're looking for paint, the Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything, from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Cattle futures are mixed. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher today. June's NOPA member crush was record large for the month, and storm damage is probable after derecho in parts of the Midwest. Beans are oversold, having lost a lot of ground in recent sessions. August beans are up 10 and 3 quarters at 10.88 and 3 quarters. September's 5 higher at 10.38 and 3 quarters. August bean meal's up $2.30 at $3.36.10. August soybean oil's 34 points higher at $46.76. Corn's higher, watching cleanup after the high winds, hail, and heavy rain in parts of the region. Development remains ahead of average nationally, with 41% of the crop silking as of Sunday. September corn, 6.5 higher at 3.97. December's up 6 at 4.10 and a quarter. And wheat's consolidating, with the winter wheat harvest nearly 75% complete and the USDA's spring wheat rating up in the week. Export demand for U.S. wheat has improved, but Russia continues to hold the price advantage. September Chicago's up 3 quarters at 5.33 and a quarter. September Kansas City's down 1.5 at 5.54. September Minneapolis wheat's up 3 quarters at 5.81 and a half. Live and feeder cattle are mixed out of this week's direct business and Friday's USDA cattle on feed numbers. Box beef was lower at midday. Select was higher. August live's up 45 at 182.60. October's 52 higher at 184.30. August feeders are down 50 at 258.27. September's up 20 at 259.10. And supported by oversold signals and the sharply higher midday move for pork, August hogs are up $2.70 at $91.15. October leans $2.17 higher at $71.95. Crude oil remains lower but is holding above 80 a barrel. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
The nutritional powerhouse that is beef. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Beef is an all-star when it comes to packing a nutritional punch. Shailene McNeil is Executive Director of Nutrition Science, Health and Wellness for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
One thing about beef's nutrients that I think of both as a registered dietitian and a mom is that beef has nutrients that are really beneficial during growth and development stages. The iron, the zinc, the B vitamins, that high quality protein support healthy growth and development. That's why we see it being so important for pregnant women. That's why we see it so important in those early years of life when infants are starting to include complementary foods.
She tells Brownfield Research is now focusing on those teenage years.
It's not only that their diets are really poor, they're getting more and more independent about the choices that they're making. They have all these ideas about what a healthy diet looks like. And when we look at the evidence, we see that teens today are really missing the nutrients that beef matches. So iron and zinc and choline and B vitamins, beef can really help close the gap for nutrients in the teenage years. And that's been a key area we've tried to focus on, not just through research, but through educating medical practitioners and dietitians that this is an important audience. We don't want to miss that last growth phase when their brains are developing, their bodies are developing.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal jury in New York finding Senator Bob Menendez